From high atop the Green Heck Fieldhouse, the Evergreens are on the air. Hi, I'm Chris Connolly. High school hockey coming up in just a few moments as the Evergreens play an out-of-conference opponent from the Madison area, the Sun Prairie Cardinals. Cardinals are in second place in the Big 8 Conference, which consists of schools in and around the state capital. They have a 12-5 record overall. Evergreens have been playing well lately, but they've lost their last, falling to Northland Pines 7-4 when we last saw them on Tuesday night. Back on home ice here, I just get the feeling that these teams are evenly matched, which means this should be an interesting hockey game. In fact, these teams have split their last three meetings. They've been playing once a year for a while now. Go 3 years back, the Evergreens have a 3-2 win. Teams 2 years ago tied 2-2. Wisconsin, Sun Prairie had the whooping stick out, though, last time. We went down to their place and came home with a 6-0 loss. Meet the goalkeepers. For Sun Prairie, he's 225 pounds and 6'4", senior Alex Ligel. Goals against average, .908. And .9 is what separates the really good goalies from the average here in the high school ranks. Ethan Hurt will start for the Evergreens. Evergreens wear their white home sweaters with green breezers, green numerals. Evergreens being announced right now. Our guests from Sun Prairie come up in their black breezers with their road red sweaters, Sun Prairie logo and a white stripe across the front with white numerals on the back. Let's go down to ice level for our national anthem.
Mr. Brock Kuklinski and Mr. Justin Peters. Ladies and gentlemen, you kindly remove your hats and stand and play our national anthem.
We'll drop the puck when we come right back on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM
93.9.
Welcome back to Green Heck Fieldhouse. I'm Chris Connolly. No JV game today. Sun Prairie has a JV program, didn't bring them up. So we had skating with the Evergreens. Had 4- and 5-year-olds and some of the mini mites on the ice skating with their favorite Everest players for an hour before this game. The cuteness factor is like a million. And the kids that came out all get signed posters from their favorite Everest players. Really, really a nice family-friendly event. And then with about a half hour in between, the Evergreens get to lace them up and get ready for what should be a hotly contested game tonight for a Friday night. Evergreens have to play again tomorrow, afternoon game against Lakeland. That game will be on tape delay. If you can't make the trip up to Minocqua, you will hear it right here on Fox Sports, AM 1390, FM 93.9. It'll be at 3 o'clock tomorrow afternoon on air. Davis Hackbarth to the center circle for the Evergreens. Davis Hamilton, sophomore captain for Sun Prairie. Puck drops. Let's light this candle. We're underway. Hackbarth controls into the offensive zone along the far boards. Hackbarth sends it back out. Here's Brady Bunnell. Bunnell flicked on goal off the blocker. Loose in front. Evergreens rebound. Pad side. Save by Alex Ligel. Evergreens open by pressuring the net. Trying for that rebound chance was Hackbarth. I mean, when the teams are even, how important is being out in front, getting the first goal? It's huge. So the Evergreens get the first look at the Sun Prairie net. Face off to the keeper's left. Goes into the corner. Hackbarth fights for it. Sun Prairie tries to send it around. They'll break out of the zone. Cardinals are onside. Caden Brunson. Brunson puts that off the blocker of the Evergreens goalie, Ethan Hurt. Comes all the way off the far side boards and rebounds out of the zone. Evergreens have it. Colby Schmidt near side boards. Schmidt shuttles that ahead just a little too long for Hackbarth, who stays with it and follows the puck into the corner. See if Hackbarth can center from here. Colby Schmidt battles. Evergreens fight for the puck at the blue line, trying to get it in. While joining the fight there is Parker Hurt, goes cross ice, but it's going to come out of the zone. Eddie Zinda waits for his team to clear, now carries it back in, and Zinda loses the puck. Neutral ice, Sun Prairie sends to the corner, that's icing. Offensive zone face-off for the Evergreens. We are just underway Friday night, hockey night at the Green Heck Fieldhouse. And because of the youth skate beforehand, there are lots of kids in the crowd. We've got a pretty big crowd for a non-conference game here. What, two-thirds full in their bleachers? Maybe a little better than that. And a nice student section, too, which is always nice to see. Grant Ortel wins the draw for the Evergreens. Back to the blue line. Hurt sends it around the boards. Evergreens fight for this on the near side. Evergreens have the momentum here in the early stages. That slid on goal by Andrew Ligel. It's just wide of the near post. Evergreens still hold the puck in. Bouncing puck sent on from the blue line. Bounces wide of the net. Put on there by Parker Hurt. Evergreens fight to keep this in. Jaglinski had it for a moment. Evergreens are chasing the puck behind the net. A Sun Prairie defender is closest. Sends it off the boards. Sun Prairie clears. Wow, puck's just turned over. Grant Ortel's going to pick it up for the Evergreens. That puck bounced into the bench area for a stoppage. Faceoff will come just outside the Everest offensive line on the far side dot. Hockey's brought to you by Cloverbelt Credit Union. Local lenders lending local money and keeping our community strong. Cloverbelt Credit Union, construction loans too. Taking the draw for Everest is Parker Netsky. Goes back, Evergreens possess Ketton Ottinger. Ottinger's skating backwards into his own defensive zone, and he's being chased there by one of the Sun Prairie players. No turnovers here, and the Evergreens have turned the puck over their own blue line. But skating up is Parker Netsky. Netsky takes it away. Here's Eddie Zinda, far side boards. Zinda dumps it into the corner. Evergreens are faster to the puck here. Parker Netsky from behind the net. Then Netsky was tagged pretty hard by one of the Sun Prairie players who was trailing that play and unable to get the puck centered. Now Sun Prairie just overskated the puck there. Zinda looks to take it away. Both teams a little bit careless in their defensive end. See who's going to capitalize on a mistake. Evergreens check this back. Evergreens fight for this puck. Parker Netsky had it in his skates, couldn't control it. Sun Prairie's pass too long off the stick of Spencer Wessel. Evergreens come back. Here's Yakus from behind the net. Yaku centers in front. Fanning on that in front of the net was the Evergreens' Colby Schmidt. Pretty good setup there by Yakus. Schmidt couldn't finish the deal. Sun Prairie clears the other way. Tries to get this back to the blue line. Bouncing puck wide of the near side. Post, it's far behind the net. Sun Prairie tried to get it out to the blue line. Too hot to handle there for Nick Johnson, team captain. Comes off his stick, goes out of the zone. Sun Prairie possesses it neutral ice. Hackbarth is chasing. Sun Prairie's been a little bit prone to turnovers, so you want to contest the puck here just like that. Hackbarth delivered a big hit. Sun Prairie player lost the puck for a moment. Evergreens pick it up. Parker Hurt absorbs contact along the near side boards. Now Hackbarth will fight for the Evergreens. 13 and a half to play first period. We're scoreless. Back to the blue line. Shot on goal. Blocker save. Alex Ligel denies Parker Hurt. Bounces off the far side boards. Sun Prairie sends it all the way down. Icing. Another offensive zone faceoff. The Evergreens have had the better chances against this 12-win Sun Prairie team. Sun Prairie is 12-5-0 for the season. Evergreens are 9-5-1. Ortel to take the draw to the right of the Everest net. Evergreens win it, goes backwards outside the circle, shot on goal, just wide. Put on there by Jaglinski, it's loose in front, Evergreens can't center it, slap shot now, blocked by one of the Sun Prairie players. 3-on-3 coming back the other way, Cardinals possess the puck, left for a trailer there off a screen, deflects in front, puck is loose in front, and one of the defenders for the Evergreens swept it away. That was Parker Netsky who bailed out his goalie on the near side post. Ethan Hurt was all the way on the far side post, and the net was open. Counter-attacking chance for the Evergreens, 2 2-on-2. Ortel carries to the near side boards, tried to center that, and it's deflected away by one of the Sun Prairie players. Evergreens sweep the puck into the corner. Jaglinski. Evergreens on a partial change. Ortel fights for it, can't come up long. Cross-ice pass too strong off the boards. Evergreens have a defensive player back there. Long outlet pass taken back by Sun Prairie. Carter Waters. Waters just turned the puck over to Brady Bunnell. It's behind the net now. Yeah, Sun Prairie has gotten chances off Everest turnovers from the far side board. Slap shot, pad save by Ethan Hurt. Jake Rawls cranked that one up. Parker still holds the zone here. It's loose in front. Puck is in front, just wide of the near side post outside of the crease. Again, Ethan Hurt was down on his pads early and left that near side post open. Sun Prairie unable to punch their ticket, though. Evergreens get it out of the zone. Sun Prairie takes it back. They're onside shot. One-timer wide far side post from Tyler Rawls. Rawls has had an active shift, and he's a freshman, so you've got to have quality if you're a freshman and you're seeing ice time this early in the game. Still scoreless, 11:45 to play. Evergreens clear the zone. Sun Prairie's had a little more momentum over the last couple of minutes after the Evergreens got off to a quality start. Neither team's lit the lamp, though. Evergreens from behind their own net. Here comes Parker Hurt along the far side boards. Red line, blue line, sends it into the corner. No, that went out of play. I think it deflected off the official and then went into the Sun Prairie bench and came back into the rink. Face-off will come outside the Evergreens blue line. We're sponsored by the Brainerd Funeral Home and Cremation Center. Respected as our area's best funeral home in 2018 and 2019. When it matters most, the Brainerd Funeral Home is there. Hackbarth takes the draw for the Evergreens, bounces towards Colby Schmidt. Evergreens fight to keep this in, just comes over the blue line. Evergreens will send it into the corner. They'll have to touch up. Hackbarth will let Schmidt chase it. Sun Prairie comes away. This puck pops up high, stays in the rink. No, it didn't. Hand pass. Hand pass on the Evergreens. Little confusion now over where the faceoff will be. It'll be in the Sun Prairie offensive zone, even though the hand pass happened at neutral ice. It's going to be to Ethan Hurt's left. Barth to take the draw for the Evergreens against Davis Hamilton. Goes to the far side boards where Hamilton fights for it, tries to feed it back to the blue line. Trying to improve position there. Cole Herwig for Sun Prairie. Herwig's down near the goal line. Bouncing puck. Evergreens have him double-teamed. Hackbarth tries to come away with it. Still fighting for it. Yakuz joins the fray. So the Evergreens bring some heft to the fight for this puck, which is still pinned along the far side boards. Bunnell and Yakuz. Couldn't be any bigger than that. Evergreens break out. 3-on-2 coming back the other way. Hackbarth is onside. Stick handling. Now circles back. Now we'll play this 5-on-5. Pretty well defense there by Sun Prairie. Hackbarth tried to sweep that forward. There was no one home. Long outlet pass. Evergreens have three skaters back. And surrendering the puck there is Curtin Brunson. Brunson's a senior. First time we're calling his name. Sun Prairie is on a change. Evergreen's got to get this puck here at the red line. They got a man on the ice extra here with the change. Colby Schmidt tries to corral it. It's in Schmidt's skates. Now he comes away with it. Colby trying to get through two defenders. Now leads it for Zinda. Trailer shot on goal. Goalie was screened and winds up gloving it at the last minute. Alex Ligel's reaction time seemed a little slow there. Still in his puck. Still in his glove, beg your pardon. Alex Ligel. Going to be tough to score on tonight, you can tell. He's a huge kid. 6'4" goalie. They grow him big at Sun Prairie. Evergreens offensive zone face-off. Sun Prairie sends it down the ice. Off one of the Evergreens, wave off icing, and the Evergreens will chase to their defensive zone. Just under 10 minutes to play in a scoreless first period so far. These teams sure do look even. Each has had some momentum. Evergreens fight through. Here's a 2-on-1 with Ortel. Ortel tries to get it centered from close range. Save. Zinda rebound. No good. So the Evergreens have Jaglinski and Zinda both denied on the doorstep. Alex Ligel got those pads down. And boy, Ligel goes down at the last minute. He times those saves perfectly. Sun Prairie back in their own zone. Bouncing pucks comes to the other side of the blue line. Now swept into the corner. Sun Prairie's on a partial change. Evergreens go back to get the puck. Evergreens, again, promising chance. Could not convert. Long pass ahead now to the Evergreens' Alex Kisley. Kissley tries to chase that. It's too far out in front of him. Sun Prairie, near side, and they're offside. This was going to be a 3-on-2 for Sun Prairie all the way along the far side boards. Ryan Batterman over the line early. Follow the Evergreens all season long at everythingevergreens.com. Scores, highlights, podcasts, blogs. Brought to you by DeVorney Orthodontics, Dunright Exteriors, Inner City State Bank, Baseman's Shoe and Clothing, Country Fresh Meats, and the law firm of Telusti, Kennedy & Dirks. Website just for Evers fans, everythingevergreens.com. I'm Chris Conley off the face-off. Evergreens have it in their zone. Adesinda along the near side boards fighting. Parker Netsky also fighting out of the zone. So the Evergreens send a one-timer bouncing in, and it had to be pad saved. Put on from long range by Quinton Shiro. Don't blame him. Alex Ligel padded it off to the side. Evergreens still hold the zone here. Far side boards. Evergreens get a new skater on. Tried to set that up to Zinda between the circles. Came in too hot. Goes off his stick. And Sun Prairie behind their own net in their defensive zone. Evergreens still chase the puck. Quinton Shiro. Long pass. Turned over. Taken back by the Evergreens. Will surrender the puck to the corner. Evergreens are on a change at the 8-minute mark. Evergreens from behind the net. Hackbarth circles back, stick handle, shot on goal. Wow, he circled back, and it's a glove save by Alex Ligel. Evergreens have more shots on goal in this first period, no doubt. Sun Prairie will get new skaters on before an offensive zone face-off for the Evergreens. Brought to you by Abra Auto Body. Sports is competitive, so is automotive body work, until you know everything Abra Auto Body has to offer. Special equipment, techs with experience, aluminum certified, and more. Abra Auto Body. Wow, from the near side boards, that bounced off the post and came out in front of the net, and Alex Ligel smothers it. Colby Schmidt with a weird angle, and the goal is off its mooring, so the goal is going to be reset right at the 8-minute mark. They're asking Yakus to take this draw for the Evergreens to the right. Goes to the near side board. Sun Prairie controls. Bounced off the board, sent down, icing. So again, from that right side circle, the Evergreens will get another offensive zone faceoff. An entertaining first period of scoreless hockey so far. And again, Yakus will take this draw. Bounced out in front. Hackbarth couldn't possess it. Goalie was screened. Hackbarth got another shot off. It deflects up high and goes out of the rink, over the plexiglass and into the netting. So the Evergreens keep the pressure on. Another offensive zone faceoff coming here for Everest. Evergreens thought this would be to Ligel's left. Instead, it'll be from the same dot. Right. Far circle. Yakus again takes this draw for the Evergreens. Wow, came in front off the faceoff and had to be sticked behind the net. Evergreens still hold the zone near side boards. Tried to get that centered out to Hackbarth. Near side boards again. Hackbarth fights for it there. Evergreens from behind the net's corner. Tried to get it to Hackbarth out in front. Goes back out. Parker hurt. Hurt tried to feed the low slot to Yakus, and it's turned over. Sun Prairie does not have numbers here. 1-on-2 trying to fight through that double team was Caden Brunson. He did, and then fanned on it. So everything but a shot on goal for Brunson. First time that Sun Prairie has had this. Came out right in front. Shot hit the post. Sun Prairie denied. Parker Hurt went down, or Ethan Hurt went down early. Evan Luxford hit the near side post with a lot of net open. Sun Prairie still holds the zone. Cross ice off the stick of one of the Everest defenders. Still holding Dominic Mariani from close range. Stick save again by Hurt. Hurt denies Nick Johnson. Evergreen still can't clear this, and now they do. Get it out of the zone. Sun Prairie sends it into the corner. Both teams are on a change. The post keeps this tied 0-0. That's Sun Prairie's best look in a while. Eddie Zinda comes forward for the Evergreens. Lost the puck, but Everest got another defender close to it. Sent all the way down the ice. Didn't hit anyone. Icing. Sun Prairie with an offensive zone faceoff to Ethan Hurt's right. Both teams get to catch their breath for a moment here. Brad Ortell will take the draw for the Evergreens against Cole Herwig, a junior for Sun Prairie. Puck drops. Evergreens come away with it. Here's Jaglinski skating to the far side. 3-on-3, and Jaglinski decides to send it to the corner, far side. Ortell now battles for it. Zinda near the goal line. Tried to get that center for Jaglinski. That pass needed more on it. Turned over to Sun Prairie. 2-on-3. Centering pass. Sun Prairie shot. Glove save by Ethan Hurt. The chance was slow in developing. You know, Sun Prairie's probably not used to playing on the Olympic size ice. I think towards the end of some of these shifts, the Sun Prairie players get a little leg weary. 6 minutes to play in the scoreless first period. Offensive zone faceoff for the Cardinals. Cole Herwig takes it, goes behind the net. Evergreens have a player there. While the Evergreens could not secure that, trying to keep the near side post closed is Ethan Hurt to the near side boards. Evergreens come away with the puck. Good takeaway there by Kitten Ottinger. Ottinger sent it to the corner, and the Evergreens are offside. Ortell was going to go chase that in the corner. The player over at the center of the ice into the zone early. Sponsored tonight by M&J Marine, the best boats in the business, the best selection, the best people. Go boldly at M&J Marine, I-39, exit 181 in Mosinee. You'll notice the difference. Sun Prairie wins this draw. It's in the skates of one of the Everest players, and fanning at the blue line is that Sun Prairie player. Parker Netsky tries to close on the puck for the Evergreens. Sun Prairie's got a clear, sent all the way around the boards. Evergreens still in the defensive zone. Forced off the puck is Brady Bunnell. Sun Prairie player Jacob Haldeffer arrived right at the same time as Bunnell was getting to the puck. Sun Prairie holds the zone near side boards. Evergreens now come away. That's a turnover in the corner. Evergreens move forward. Here's Quinton Shiro. Shiro's got a trailer. Holds up for a moment. Shiro circles back. Tried to get that in front. It's in the skates of Parker Netsky. Goes right through between the circles and into the near corner. Behind the net, Evergreens' Parker Netsky still fights for it. 5 minutes to play in the period. 0-0 still. Sun Prairie bangs it off the boards and gets it out of the zone. Evergreens got to win this back at neutral ice. Sent to the corner by Colby Schmidt, who was fastest to the puck, but the Evergreens are on a change now. Sun Prairie comes back. 2 against the Evergreens, who have 4 back. The Evergreens have this well-defensed. Sun Prairie tries to get behind the net. Tried to center that in front. Disrupted there by Colby Schmidt. Schmidt played some good defense. Now it's on the far side board. Yakuz, wow, tripped from behind. Yakuz looks around for a penalty that does not come. Yakuz looked like he was yanked down to the ice. Retaliated by slamming that player, Jacob Hallfelder, who took Yakuz down. Evergreens 2-on-2. Coming back the other way, it's Yakuz. Hackbarth has it. Hackbarth shot blocked by the defender. Didn't get through. 2-on-2 the other way, and Sun Prairie's got a trailer here. Left at the blue line, bad turnover. And Brady Bunnell gets it out of the zone. So both teams with opportunities. Nothing developing from them, though. Bouncing puck into the Everest zone. Swept away. Hackbarth 1-on-2. Hackbarth's got 2 trailers. Takes it on goal. Stick! Save! And out of play. Alex Ligel denies Hackbarth. Hackbarth could have left it for one of his teammates. He had 2 behind him. Instead, when Hackbarth got between the 2 defenders, decided to let it fly. Pretty tough save for Alex Ligel. I think shots in the period have kind of evened out. The Evergreens were getting more looks at the net earlier. Face-off won by the Evergreens in the offensive zone. Fed in front, just steered wide of the net by Eddie Zinda. Zinda was just outside the crease on the near side post. Behind the net, Sun Prairie controls. Long pass ahead, too long. Parker Netsky is there for the Evergreens, sweeps it up behind his own net. Netsky breaking out the other way. Sun Prairie defender just fell down. Ortell just went by him. And the other defender went down to his knees, denied the chance. Ortell stayed with him in the corner, tried to get it in front for Zinda. Zinda shot on goal just halfway down the circle. Save. Right into the chest of Alex Ligel. Ligel holds on to it. 3:14 to play in the first period. Still scoreless. Evergreens are turning up the pressure on the net like that. Jaglinski is going to take the draw for the Evergreens. It's to the right of the cage. Bouncing puck towards the near side post, and the Sun Prairie defender sweeps it into the corner. Will these teams be even at the end of the first period? They sure have played evenly. That's reflected on the scoreboard, too. Zinda back in the defensive end, goes cross ice. Andrew Ligel gets it ahead. Here's Ortel, splits defenders. Ortel on the backhand side, tried to center that in front and swept right through. And the net is off its moorings. Got a penalty coming up here. Ortel hit from behind. Think this is going to be a two-minute minor. Let's double-check. They're taking Nick Johnson off the ice. Evergreens get the first power play of the night. Penalty comes at 15-12 of the, beg your pardon, 14-12 of the first period. Nick Johnson off. Evergreens win the draw, skating 5-on-4. Sun Prairie sends this down the ice, sends it into the scorer's box. Slashing. 2 minute minor on Nick Johnson.
Nick Johnson, 2 minute minor, slashing.
Evergreens will get another offensive zone faceoff. Assuming the Evergreens do not score on this power play, we'd have 5-on-5 hockey for about 35 seconds before the period comes to an end. Grant Ortel to take the draw. Penalty was committed on Ortel as he was trying to switch from the backhand side and put something on net. Sun Prairie wins the draw, sent it all the way down the ice. Ethan Hurt comes out of his net and corrals it there for one of the Everest defenders. Evergreens left to rush the length of the ice. Here they come. Yaku's along the near side boards. Bouncing pass head to Hackbarth onside. Hackbarth flips that in front. Tried to get it out to Ortel. Little bit too long. Evergreen still hold the zone. Colby Schmidt. Schmidt tried to leave it in the corner for Hackbarth. Turned over. Sun Prairie shorthanded. Moves the puck up the ice. Tries to feed this back for a shorthanded chance. Sun Prairie is offside. Nope. Calling a penalty on the Evergreens. Jacob Yakus to come off the ice. Such a gentle giant during the skate around with the kids. Yakus goes to the sin bin. So the Evergreens power play chances go by the wayside. Roughing, 14:58. Yakus to the box. So 4-on-4 hockey, then Sun Prairie will have a power play for about 45 seconds. That'll linger into the second period by just a few moments. We are still scoreless. Sun Prairie possesses it 4-on-4, and under 2 minutes now left in the first period. Far side, big hit there by Ketton Ottinger, the Sun Prairie player down to his knees, now back on his skates. 2-on-1 the other way for the Evergreens. Hackbarth is onside, shot off the blocker and high off the plexiglass. Ortel tried to hold it in the zone, comes all the way out. Jaglinski for the Evergreens back at his own defensive blue line. 1:20 left in the period. We are 4-on-4 for another 35 seconds. Bouncing puck into the corner. Evergreens want new skaters on. Sun Prairie, long pass ahead, right onto the blue line. Here is Caden Brunson. Brunson feeds, stick, save by Ethan Hurt. Hurt with a good save there, denied Carter Waters. 1 minute left in the period, and it's about to be Sun Prairie's power play 5-on-4 in 10 seconds. Sun Prairie holds 4-on-4 for a final few moments. Coming in, Jacob Haldeffer. Haldeffer lost the puck in front, and Parker Hurt gets it off to the side. Now it's 5-on-4 with 40 seconds left until intermission. Evergreens would be satisfied to skate 0-0 at the end of the first period. Let's see if they can get there. Cross-ice pass. Sun Prairie on their first power play shot. Deflected by the Evergreens defender, Parker Netsky, and swept all the way down. Clock continues to run. In fact, this penalty and the period are going to end at about the same time. You've got 20 seconds left, so maybe time for a rush here. Sun Prairie cross ice along the far side boards. Onside and carrying that in. That's Dominic Mariani. Mariani, it's off the post and deflects in. Sun Prairie scores a late goal on the power play. Hit the near side post and bounced in for Sun Prairie. They lead 1-0. Comes with just 11 seconds left in the period. The goal at 16:49, and Sun Prairie will play from in front tonight. Tell us in just a moment who that goal scorer was.
Score made power play goal for the Cardinals.
assist to the near side net. The goal is to Caden Brunson. Evergreen's got to look at the net in the closing moments, and now the horn sounds. Sun Prairie comes up with a late goal from Caden Brunson, an assist to the near side post. And at our first intermission, the Cardinals lead the Evergreens 1-0. Back after this break on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.